Sunday Meditation, April 20th, 1997. The question this afternoon has to do with the personality shell, this identity that we form within this incarnation, in this illusion. And we were wondering what the purpose of the personality shell is, and we would like to know anything that you can tell us about that.
Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. We are those of the principle known to you as Kuo. We were pausing to allow a telephone to continue its ringing until it was ended. We shall continue. This day you wish to explore the thinking behind that joining betwixt the second density body and the consciousness of self-awareness, which you have called the personality shell. As always, we are delighted to share with you those thoughts we may have upon this interesting subject. With the one request that each seeker judge our thoughts by the standards of her own personal discrimination. For this power was given unto each to know that truth that has come at the right time. And at the right level. For those truths ring clearly and distinctly. If our thoughts do not ring true for you, we ask that you leave them aside and move on. If our thoughts provide a resource for you, then we are most pleased. In any case, we thank each of you for calling us to you at this time. For truly it is a blessing for us to be able to serve in this manner. As each of you relaxes upon this beautiful spring evening, the surroundings of your domicile vibrate in an unending song of joy. Each tulip and daffodil, each dogwood and redbud, opens its blossom to the air and rejoices and dances and skips like a lamb there is that bliss of full knowledge for each flower knows the Creator and nothing but the Creator. Each animal has that same instinctual awareness, that feeling of being completely, totally at home. For these plants and animals, there is no self-doubt. There is not the concern for the opinions of self or others, for there is no self-awareness. That which comes, be it the wind that blasts the flower, or the injury that ends the life of a small animal, all is accepted as perfect. If there is pain, it is endured. Into this perfection of animal awareness something is given and something taken away in order that third density may offer its opportunities for learning, growth, and the evolution of the spirit. Into the instinctual awareness and brain of that hairless great ape that is Homo sapiens. Comes that startling and stunning awareness of self. No longer does the animal look into the mirror and see nothing, or perhaps and see another animal like itself with whom it might wish to play. Now the image that looks back from the mirror is that self of which each human is aware. Blocked from this human being in third density is that knowledge that is beyond telling of the perfection of one's place in the flowing dance of life and rejoicing. It is not for the human to know beyond doubt, beyond awareness, that all is perfection? And that there is nothing but love? And the rhythmic echoes of love answering to love. The great gift of self-awareness walks hand in hand with the startling reality of free will. And places the third density seeker in a dilemma to which there is no final answer, at least not within the incarnation. Thusly, there is the meeting of the instinctual biological entity that is the vehicle of awareness that meets the one great original thought. That is pure and creative consciousness. This consciousness has no personality. Has no limits or characteristics that can be directly described. Efforts to characterize love inevitably fail. For no matter how fulsome the praise of love, or how painstakingly accurate the observation of its passing, love itself remains that creator and destroyer that is beyond all telling and cloaked forever in mystery. The animal within is dumb. It does not speak. Consciousness is also silent and has no words. And if consciousness, we correct this instrument, and so consciousness has no way to express itself to that biological entity that carries you about. And so before you as a spirit undertook to enter into that great ordeal known as incarnation, you and that self that is the heart of yourself, or the higher self, thought long in choosing from the full self that exists beyond space and time. Those characteristics of the self so far explored that you felt would be useful in bringing you as a self-aware entity into certain configurations of mind and ability and energy. That seemed to you promising, in that these gifts and blockages and characteristics of all kinds would color and characterize and particularize that limitless light of love, so that manifestation and learning might take place. The self that chose the personality shell was not a self that hoped for a popularly lived or easily enjoyed incarnation. Rather, it was designed to make the incarnative self uncomfortable in this or that situation, so that the self was caught on the hook of this or that characteristic of personality. You did not hope for an harmonious and pleasant existence. Rather, you hoped for the self to be able to confront, examine, and process those learnings about love and loving and being loved that you felt still needed more work. And in this regard, and to this end, you artistically and creatively crafted the combination of strong points and weak points that would bring you again and again into face-to-face meetings with the self that hopes to choose ever more purely and deeply the love of the one infinite creator. Further, each chose the endowments, talents, and gifts that you thought would be most appropriate. For sharing as blessings with others. If there is within the personality shell a marked gift for the art, for the scholarship, for the science, for working with people, for nurturing families, or for any marked talent whatsoever, this was given to you on purpose. However, not all talents are intended for the using in the way in which one automatically thinks of the use. For example, with this instrument, there is the talent for the dancing, the scholarship, and other gifts that have not been used to any great extent in a direct fashion. And yet, these endowments create for this entity a cluster of gifts that can be used in the movement of energy between those entities which are about the instrument and which may turn to this entity for counsel or advice. When one looks at the personality of the self, then, there is almost never a direct one-to-one relationship between one's gifts and the most obvious use of these gifts. We find within this instrument's mind, and indeed within the culture in which you live in general, that feeling that the self is the personality shell. And yet, within each seeker, there is that call to live beyond the personality and beyond the personal. There is that call towards the impersonally lived life. And so, the personality shell is often undervalued and unappreciated by a spiritual seeker who sees the personality simply as part of an illusion that needs to be seen beyond. We feel that this is not an opinion which gives the appropriate amount of respect to the personality shell. It is indeed full of error in that the characteristics of personality inevitably color and bias and prejudice the in-streaming sense data. And cause the seeker to think and to express the self in biased and imperfect ways, especially aggravating to the seeker are those blockages brought into the incarnation that catch the seeker and take the seeker from the catbird seat of full awareness of who he is and where he is going. But we would commend to your attention the virtue of confusion, the virtue and helpfulness of being caught, being puzzled, being taken out of oneself so that self is revealing self to self in a spontaneous manner. These characteristics of self provide the structure for learning within third density. They present to the seeker carefully orchestrated choices that are subjectively oriented to offer the best opportunity for polarization of consciousness. Without personality, but simply with self-awareness and the choice before one, the seeker will move without error into full awareness. Yet this awareness teaches nothing. It does not connect with that biological entity in a way which furthers spiritual evolution. It is the foolish personality, the ego, the self that thinks a million thoughts and does a million deeds in his heart. And that foolish entity alone that can interact with free will and find ever deeper and truer choices that create and recreate and recreate the self ever anew. It is these perceived imperfections, then, that make that nebulous and necessary connection with, we correct this instrument, between consciousness and manifestation. Therefore, we encourage you to glory in and enjoy your personality, we encourage each to appreciate the real value of confusion. As each finds herself becoming too intense or too this or too that, take the time to speak to self tenderly and to say, I know you are feeling foolish. But this is the folly that teaches. Therefore, abide in peace and allow the confusion to do its work. For from these concatenations of circumstances hitting that personality shall come the catalyst that gives to you, the seeker, all that you desire, the opportunity to intensify and accelerate the processes of spiritual evolution within that spark of the Creator that is your eternal and infinite self. We would, at this time, transfer this contact to the one known as Jim. We thank this instrument and leave it in love and in light. We are those of Kuo.
I am Kuo, and greet each again in love and light through this instrument. At this time, we would ask if there may be further queries to which we may speak.
Yes, Kuo. I may have taken this out of context. As I've been sitting here listening to your words, this one particular phrase popped in and caught my attention. So if I take it out of context, I would apologize for that. I'm going to please clarify what I heard you say. Something along the lines of, it is not the feeling to know that love is all or something more.
I am Kuo, and I'm aware of your query, my brother. We were speaking with that phrase and the thought about it, that the entities that exist within the third density illusion, the human beings that live upon your planetary sphere, are not those who are able to appreciate the fullness, in some cases even the existence, of the love that has created all, and the love that is the energizing force within each entity's incarnation. For within this heavy chemical illusion, there is the covering and hiding of almost all of the jewels, shall we say, that the Creator has bestowed upon each of the entities that inhabit this sphere. The reason for this is, of course, the choice-making ability and responsibility that each entity within this illusion partakes within. The love that is so magnificently formed in
to each portion of this illusion, is, though ever present, ever hidden from the entities that move in the daily round of activities and pursue the myriad of goals, some having to do with this love, others not. Yet always is this love available for inspiration, support, and the connection of all things one to the other. Is there any further query, my brother?
As you were speaking of that, does the archetype of the mind represent the seeker in the respect that no matter how much we ever think that we might know in the making of a choice, we never really know, and that's the whole point, is to make the choice that best reflects in the mind of the seeker, the heart of the seeker, or whatever awareness the seeker is, that which best reflects love to them? Is that why that particular archetype is represented by the pool?
Quote. And we believe that we grasp your query, my brother. We ask that you query again if we have not satisfied you with our response. The archetype of the fool, the choice-making entity, is the archetype which can represent the seeker which faces each choice within the illusion as a portion of its form or creative personality. Or it can represent the entity which has been able to master the energies of mind, of body, and of spirit, and which, with that mastery in hand, is now able to choose the further path of its evolution from this density. Thus you see in some instances the fool being numbered zero, which would indicate the continual choosing ability of the neophyte seeker. In other instances the fool is numbered 22, in which case this would indicate the entity which has mastered the illusion and which now proceeds from the illusion to a finer illusion. Is there a further query, my brother?
Cool, thanks. I appreciate it.
I'm cool. We thank you, my brother. Is there another query at this time?
Well, let me follow up a little bit. So when we as people feel that feeling of knowing, of being with the Creator or knowing that all is love, there is still a personality shell that knows that, isn't there? It isn't a perfect knowing because we are the person aware of.
I am cool. And I'm aware of your query, my sister. The feeling of knowing the Creator has, in some of your cultures, been refined to a greater degree, so that the knowing of the Creator yet contains the existence of the personality shell which knows, so that the entity knowing the Creator knows also it remains an entity. There is the knowing of the Creator in which the entity who experiences the Creator does not any longer, during the knowing, experience itself as apart from the Creator in any way whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Thus, this is considered by many a higher, shall we say, knowing of the Creator. Is there a further query, my sister?
A different one, and it's not one that I have a lot of hope for, but I'll put it out there. While I was channeling, I got an impression that I couldn't put words to, of faith sort of swimming around in the muddy waters of the human personality. And somehow the human personality being that which made faith possible, I just couldn't make anything out of it to channel about it, but it was sort of an impression, and I just wondered if through another instrument we might be able to have another go at it.
I am Qual, and we are aware of your queries, my sister. The quality of faith is much like an office, shall we say, to many entities.